Hey, this is Eric Pasley, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Pasley is here. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Good to see you again.
Yeah, that's good. So what's been happening? You've been enjoying this tour.
Yeah, it's crazy. 25 shows in 35 days with the Shire. So it's a much larger crowd than I would have by myself. I know that. So I'm the new kid in the UK, even though I'm not the new kid over in the US. But I love coming over here, and it's been a fabulous tour.
You yourself are quite an amazing songwriter, and you've had quite a few hits. Tell me some of those. And yeah. For whom?
Yeah, I've had my first one was Barefoot Blue Jean Night. It was the most played song of the decade, which is crazy. Jake Owen recorded Even If It Breaks Your Heart. It was recorded by Eli Young Band. We were nominated for a Grammy and ACM and CMA for that, for Song of the Year. Angel Eyes with Love and Theft went number one. Rewind with Rascal Flatts went number one. I've had a number one myself singing Friday Night. Top 10 was She Don't Love You. We were nominated for an ACM with that. And I have Keith Urban's current single, Wild Hearts.
That's yours, is it?
Number five or something on the charts right now. So
okay, brilliant.
Yeah, so, I mean, whatever. Steven Tyler, Dionne Warwick, Kenny Rogers, all kinds of people. I mean, I'm just throwing out everybody. Amy Grant, Sheryl Crow. I've written a bunch of songs and gotten to sing with a bunch of people.
That's great. And you write, but you obviously like performing as well.
Yeah, I love it. I always thought every singer wrote their own stuff. So I write and I sing, and I didn't know Elvis didn't write any of his songs. I just assumed he did, you know. So I sing, and I've been lucky that other people have recorded songs I've written. And, yeah, I like people. I like to keep people slightly confused on what do you do. I'm like, what do I not do?
So do you perform acoustically solo, or do you have a band?
Yeah, this tour is just me and a guitar, which I love doing. I feel like it's one of the best ways to get to know, for people to get to know me. I think I love when I get to see a performer just standing with the guitar, like Springsteen or whatever. Not that I'm Springsteen, but maybe someday.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, getting to do that, and I definitely have a band. I can put on a show with a band, and they're a great band, and I've done that over here. Seems like almost every other tour I'll bring a band, and then I won't, and then, you know, just to make sure it's affordable and setting everything up right to where my whole team says, you can't go back, you know, it's too expensive. So I love coming back over here, and I can see that fans are showing up and wanting me to come back. So to me, as a musician and with record deals, I've had hits as number ones and hits. We make our money touring. You know, there's no money really in that. And even on the songwriting end, whatever, it's first world problems if you've had more than one or two hits, because with streaming, there's literally no money in streaming, but that's how everybody's consuming. This is a whole other deep conversation of more music business people, but it's sure. It's just something that the world wouldn't even understand, nor does anyone understand, and they want it that way. Yeah. You know, it's if you keep it confusing, you give up. But I believe music goes on, and I'll always be touring live. I love doing it, and I know that people, regardless of how me, myself, and iPhone the world gets, you know, I think people still want to be in a room with real live music occurring.
Full moon shining bright, edge of the water, we were feeling all right. Back down a country road, the girls are always hot and the beer is ice cold. Cadillac, horns on the hood. My buddy Jake had his dad hook him up good. Girl smiled when we rode by, baby. Hop in the back, we cruise to the riverside. I'm never gonna grow up, I'm never gonna slow down. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. We were doing it right, we were coming alive. A southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. Yeah. Blue eyes, auburn hair, sitting looking pretty by the fire in a lawn chair. New to town, new to me. Her ruby red lips was a sipping on a sweet tea. Saw me a little like a shooting star, so I grabbed a beer and my old guitar. Then we sat around till the break of dawn, howling and singing our favorite songs. I'm never gonna grow up, I'm never gonna slow down. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. We were doing it right, we were coming alive. Caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. We were shining like lighters in the dark, middle of a rock show. Oh, oh, we were doing it right, we were coming alive. Caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. Barefoot blue jean night. Barefoot blue jean night. Barefoot blue jean night.
Find the audience is totally different. I know Ben and Chrissy were saying, because they've played America as well, and they said it's a bit rowdier there in the UK and Europe. They tend to listen to every word and they like to know everything about you.
Yeah, no, everyone's taught how to listen, right? Regard, like, even pockets of America, even pockets here in the UK, I've learned the crowds here are amazing. It's like, I don't know if everyone's plastered or not, but either way. Either way, everybody's listening, and the cool thing for me is it's like I'm playing 5 number one songs in the States every night, and no one's really singing along because it wasn't number one here, you know, which is exciting for me because it's like I can play anything, and it's all I have to do is play great songs and the crowd will come back, hopefully. And it's, I think that's cool for me. And it's, I think some artists might come here and be like, thank y'all for making this a number one for me. And it's like, we had nothing to do with this. It was, this wasn't number one here. But the cool opportunity with that is you get to show up with even more hits than the audience here even knows. And if it was a number one over there, hopefully it actually translated in a great song here. But the way y'all listen is amazing. Yeah, the States, I think just the way FM and BBC, like they're, I haven't quite figured out the labyrinth of why it works the way it does, but I feel like a lot more people here have to find what they want to listen to. So you become more of a fan of just not just one song. In the States, it's like, here's your ones, here's a hit, here's a hit, here's a hit. You're only taught to love number ones. If you've never heard it at number one, you talk loudly and drink a beer and yell over your friend. You know, and then when the number one song comes on, everyone looks around and goes, okay, we're cool if we sing now, and they go nuts, which is awesome. I'm glad I have five of those at least in a set, you know, but it's, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's just how we're taught how to listen. You know? I always have to, like, polish up on album cuts if someone yells out a song that I haven't played ever in the States, possibly, you know, because it's we're so single-driven. With, or at least in that world, and the world's maybe becoming even more like that, which is fine. I'll just, you know, Our job is to write a hit song every time. Why would you put out filler, you know, like Put out a great song every time. And it's, as long as people believe you're passionate, then I think it's worth singing, you know.
Well, there's a lot of album cuts that mean a lot to somebody because whatever the words are about, you know, and again, British are awkward, you know, they say, well, let's test him to see if he still knows that track.
Yeah. Know? No, and I love it. I actually, just talking to music fans over here, I actually like the thought of, you can't bring us the same thing you did last time. It's at least is what I've learned from a few people is kind of cool. Well, we already heard that. We loved it though, but do something a little different. You know, it's kind of that Coldplay approach of, it's a little different every time. And I love that, but America doesn't really know what to do with that. If it's not the same cookie from the same cutter, we're not really sure if you're you. And it's like, well, no, it's still my voice. It's still my guitar. And I might add more strings on this. I might even add a hammered dulcimer. Heck, here's a bagpipe. Or whatever that is. I might add more of a dance beat. Why? Because the world moves forward. Mm-hmm. If the sound of their drums change a little, my heart and soul and the well that these songs came from didn't change. I'm just making sure that the younger kids want to come to the party too. I think that it would be refreshing for every famous kid in America to come over, to go to a country that they're not famous in or as famous. Because I think that drive that you have when you're new to the business, you go, oh, I need to be at my best all the time. I don't just need to put this on autopilot, because that gets boring too. You know, I've been guilty of that, where it's like you're playing 200 shows a year, fairs and a fair in a field, which is awesome because you're actually getting to entertain people that are farmers that don't get to leave that county for a reason, because their job. But it's not lost on me of that, how important every show is. But you're physically and mentally have to sometimes just go on autopilot, which also can be unhealthy creatively. So it's good to shake things up and be in front of crowds that you don't know how they're going to react, which I love. Hey, this is Eric Pasley, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Wish I could reach up and reset that sun. Reverse these wheels, go back and re-pick you up. Went by so fast, oh so sweet. Make me wanna remake a memory. Wish I had me a time machine. Rewind. Yeah. you laughing when we hit the ground. I can see it now. How about we float the moon back up in the sky? Put a cork back in it, that sweet red wine. Put your midnight hair back up so you can let it fall one more time. I'll touch your skin, I'll kiss your lips, I kiss them again. So good, so right. This is one night I'm wishing I could reach.
Let's talk about your music. Now, what's the newest album?
So the newest album is called Even If It Breaks Your Barefoot Friday Night. And it's honestly, I revisited past hits. I've never recorded four of my number ones as an artist. And I just thought, well, here's my take on it. I play it every night with the band. Here we go. And I had the opportunity to re-record Friday Night and She Don't Love You, Song About a Girl, songs I had on Universal Records, and doing that where it's... There's no money in streaming as a songwriter, but if you own the masters like I do now, then there can be. So it's kind of just seeing what that looks like in a world where I'm able to actually release music whenever I want and however I want. But yeah, so that record's out. I released an album of new music in 2020 called Nice Guy, which we filmed almost all the music videos over in Europe on a tour right before everything shut down. So it's... And I'm just talking to the producer right now. I'll be in cutting new vocals on some songs the week I get back. So keep making new music. So it's fun.
That's great. So, and what's the current single?
I don't know. Whatever y'all want to play.
I don't have a current single.
I'm an independent record label. While I don't have a major record deal right now, it's like I'm just going to give fans as much music as I can, because a lot of record deals, if I could buy every album that's been shelved on a record shelf, I think I'd have album after album that would win awards. But it's sometimes albums are too soon, yeah, ahead of their time, and people don't know what to do with it.
Are you selling them over here on the tour?
Absolutely, yeah.
I bet you're selling a few.
Yeah, we've almost sold out, so it's awesome, and it feels good. I'm kind of keeping a notebook on the cities that have bought the most and the cities that have gone the wildest, where it's like, all right, I can't come do 25 shows the next time just me on a stage, but then again, I mean, build it like the Shires have over here. You know, I'm just following in their footsteps in the UK market with country music and just music. I think everybody, as long as you sing a great song, anyone could show up.
And I think the fans in Europe are so loyal as well. Once they like, yeah, somebody, that's it. You know, whatever you, even if you read the telephone directory, they'll love it.
They might, yeah, right? That's all we have to do. No, I mean, it's nice to see people that love music and they want to know the deep thoughts behind it. It doesn't always really happen in the world I've been in for a while. It's just, is it famous? No. Okay, move on. You know, I don't want my friends to make fun of me for dancing to a song that isn't on the radio yet. There's that mindset, which is unfortunate, because it's like, wow, all these people judging you all the time. It's like, just be happy. You know, don't be judged all the time. If your friends are judging you, they're not your friends.
That's true.
You know, and it's a deep thought of just kind of a brokenness in pop culture everywhere right now, of if you're not some celebrity on your iPhone, and it's like everyone's a TikTok and a Instagram and a, all this thing. It's like, well, when does anyone ever actually get to be comfortable with just being normal and not on? Everybody's always on. It's like, are we all celebrities? Apparently, you know, so it's kind of, that's a frustrating thing for me to watch music get lost in the TikTok fame of it all. And that being said, there's plenty of, however the billboard needs to happen of how you get found. If you're an incredible musician and writer, I want you to be found and I'm thrilled for you, however you get there. But it's a frustrating, strange world when you see old decision makers who are supposed to put out music looking at numbers that have nothing to do with music.
So when you go back, you're going to do some more new music, and are you going to be back to touring over there?
Yeah, I'll be back touring. I've got shows in Texas when I get back a couple weeks after I get home to chill for a minute after 5 weeks of touring over here. And I've got, dates throughout the U.S., and then I've got an anchor date in Denmark in the fall, so hopefully I'll be back and y'all's neck of the woods in the fall, and I definitely will keep coming back over here and love the crowd, and I'll have new music out all the time as of right now, unless I sign another major record deal, and then we'll figure that out too.
Eric, it's been great.
Thanks for having me. Hey, this is Eric Pasley, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
I'm the driver bringing the circus to town. First one in and the last rolling out. Shutting down the up all nighter. Oh, the stars and the sunrises I've seen. Every cornfield and town in between, west to east. Oh, easy come, easy go. Yeah, we rock and we roll out of town. But for now, while the moment is here, shine a light, drink a beer, let's get loud. All the drivers and dreamers, believers and the singers, oh, won't you sing with me now? Oh, 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 oh. I'm the dreamer, soaking. Searching for truth all the time. Oh yeah. The believer. Music can save a soul. The one who's at every show. In the front row. Singing. Oh, easy come, easy go. Yeah, we rock then we roll out of town. But for now, while the moment is here, shine a light, drink a beer, let's get loud. All the drivers and dreamers, believers and singers, oh, won't you sing with me now? Here we are. Oh, here we are. shine.